WITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 925 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
989 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wade. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Have thine own way, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, would you please turn them to Exodus, the third chapter, the 22nd verse. That's Exodus 3 and 22. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, every woman will ask for jewels, silver, gold, and the finest of clothes from her Egyptian master's wife and neighbors. You will clothe your sons and daughters with the best of Egypt. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. And the title is, Victory Starts in Your Thinking. Victory starts in your thinking. And so to expound on that verse, it really means the women who were unable to adequately clothe their children under the slavery would dress their children in the finest clothing on the day they received their freedom. After 430 years of Israelite slavery in Egypt, people of God, you can imagine how they had become comfortable being victims. They was comfortable with the life they had. It's all they knew. It was a generation after generation. But when God delivered them, he caused their oppressors to give them gold, silver, and fine clothing as a payback. God will cause your enemy to bless you. Those who talked about you, those who lied on you, those who scandalized your name, God will cause your enemy to bless you. Yes, he will. I've seen it so many times. But why did he tell the parents to dress their sons and their daughters in the jewelry and fine clothing when they were about to go into the muddy waters, the desert. It was because God wanted the children to stop seeing themselves as poor, limited victims. They had to see themselves as victors to enter the promised land. People of God, once God brings us out of a trial, we got to stop seeing ourselves as poor old me, poor limitless me. I can't do this. I can't do that. You must see yourself as God sees you. Don't limit yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must intentionally put our focus on Jesus and embrace our uniqueness and all that God has given us. This is how you see yourself as God sees you. He chooses to see us as right and justified because we are his sons and his daughters, and we believe. He is so much greater than our issues, than our struggles. He's so much greater than our flaws. He's so much greater than our past. He sees you as the apple of his eye. He sees the determination that is within you. He sees the ministry that is waiting to be birthed, but you are scared to accept the person that God has sent in your life to help you due to the mistrust or the betrayal from the former person that was in your life. He sees and knows what you are capable of, but you don't see it. See through the eyes of God. Get rid of the slave mentality. You are free. So what does Exodus 3 and 21 and 22 mean? I'm glad you asked. It summarized the plan of God for them. In response of how hard Pharaoh's heart was, God would still strike him. He would still strike the things around him, using miracles that would leave no doubt that God is the one and only true God, leaving no doubt that whatever God says, it will happen, leaving no doubt that you cannot trust man concerning anything. It's only God. God showed his miraculous power to Pharaoh, even though his heart was hardened. So the main message of Exodus, the third chapter, is when God calls a person to serve him, he will always empower and enable his servant to become successful in everything he does. When God calls a person to serve him, he will empower. Man cannot empower us. Man can encourage us. Man can motivate us. Man can give us words. But the empowerment, listen to me well, comes from God. And he will enable his servant to become successful in everything he does. God uses man. Come on, yeah. For to help us along the way. Okay, people of God. So victory starts in your thinking. There is a book called Battlefield of the Mind. That's when the enemy plays with your mind. When you do not keep your mind on the things of Christ and everything else and reading and meditating on the word, you give place to the devil, which is the enemy. The enemy will fool the very elect. He will make you think that someone is talking about you just because the way a person is acting, or they may not even have a good day today. Bam, you may think a person is upset with you, have come up against you, because I just went through that. And when it was all a misunderstanding, we have to be mature to know when the enemy comes in to disrupt a plan of God that has been orchestrated by God. And when the enemy see that the plan is getting stronger and stronger between whatever you're doing, he will come in with disruption to break it up. Satan is cunning. He is a manipulative person, spirit. So as long as you think you're a victim, it's going to limit your destiny. As long as you think you cannot do it, guess what? You're not going to do it. As long as you think that you will not be healed, guess what? You're not going to be healed. Victory starts in your mind. Oh, God. You won't pray bold prayers when you are a victim. You won't believe for big dreams when you are a victim. And you won't expect a move of God on your life. You will not expect God's favor on your life when you always thinking yourself as a victim. Come on here, somebody. It's time for us to be strong. to be victor, to overcome some things. We have the tools. No matter what's happened in your past, no matter the dysfunction in your family, some of y'all need to break generational curses in your family. No matter the abuse, no matter the lack, no matter the struggle, it's time, to shift your thinking. It's time to shift your association. If you have people that are always around you speaking negative, having fear, displaying a form of godliness, denying the power, it's time for you to shift your association. It's time for you to get with kingdom-minded people. It's time for you to get with people that is going to help you to your destiny. Come on here, somebody. It's time to shift your thinking. See yourself differently. See yourself as God sees you. See yourself unique. See yourself spiritually going upward spiritually. See yourself wealthy spiritually and naturally. See yourself delivered. See yourself free and no longer bound to the things of the world. See yourself as God sees you. No more of the victim. You will never get a break. No more of the victim that's always crying, poor me. Nobody does not understand me. Put on those new clothes. That's what they did. They was no longer a victim to slavery. They put on new clothes. They put on new clothes. They put on jewelry. They seen what God seen. And if they took off their slave mentality clothes, then they put on a new mindset. They put on new clothes, new jewelry, everything. So to speak it out of your mouth. You are a victor. You have overcame everything that tried to hold you back, that held you bound. You have overcame this. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Everything. You are a new creature in Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you didn't create in us to be enslaved as a victim to anything. That you have freed us, God, and we thank you. That, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we couldn't free ourselves, but God, you freed us and you have dressed us in the clothing of a victor, and we thank you. Father God, we believe that you are restoring us to wholeness, and that you are bringing us out like never before. And we will no longer look back, but we will move forward. That we will go forward in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. People of God, the most important lesson in Exodus you can learn is when life gets